There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, that's a great idea, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Ernest, who says, I need to learn to listen better. And Ernest, so it sounds like there's a problem both on your personal life and at work. Where would you like to start? Which place would you prefer starting with? We'll get to both, I promise, but where would you like to start?
Start with the work situation, I would imagine.
Okay. What kind of work do you do?
I'm within IT support.
Okay. Is it that you don't listen to your customer, or you don't hear your customers well enough, you don't hear your boss well enough? Where's the problem?
Well, I just think that when they're talking, telling me what problems they're having with their machine, I find it hard if they're not getting to the point quick enough for me. I try to interject or assume what they're trying to get across to me.
All right, let me suggest a different way of doing that, which is, and I will let you, it's not patented, but so I will loan it to you, of just saying, listen, instead of assuming the answer to the question, you could say, if I understand you correctly, it's either A or B, as opposed to assuming it's A or B. And that will very likely get them focused. Clearly, what I do with you guys is I say, can we get me to the point on this? But you guys will give me a lot more latitude than somebody who's trying to tell you about a problem. And they're going to take umbrage at that. They're going to be upset. But saying, all right, let me stop you for a minute so I don't get overwhelmed, as opposed to, you're so stupid you can't explain to me what's going on here, just saying, is it A or B? And even if you're not correct in your assumption it's either A or B, they'll very likely say, no, it's D and E, which at that moment means that they've stopped their rambling and are getting more specific with you. So just gently interject a question that says, is it A or B, as opposed to assuming, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it sounds to me not so much that you're not listening, is they're not getting the point, so you're beginning to tune them out.
Right.
And they're rather than tuning them out, what you want to do is just get into the point so that you can be helpful to them. And it's even okay to say that. It's okay to say, look, I can help you more appropriately, is it A or B? In fact, you don't even have to do that. All you have to do is say, is it A or B? Because in that moment, you've gone, and that seems to be the theme of the program today, you've gone from the abstraction, I have a problem, Houston, to a specific, you know, that it's not plugged in or it takes too long to boot up, or whatever it is. So, and even if you're incorrect in your A or B-ness, they'll get you to your D or E. Okay, so that's a way to do it. I also, as you know, am a great fan of paper and pencil. Paper and pencil for on both sides of the equation, because people will take you more seriously if you seem to be taking them seriously. And there's always a problem when you have more knowledge than they have, because they'll get flustered, and implying that they're stupid or they don't speak your language is not helpful, because it's your job to understand their language, not theirs to understand yours. So by taking notes, you're giving them the courtesy of saying, what you're telling me is important, I'm taking you seriously. It also means, for me at least, I've been taking notes on this program for the entire time I've been doing it. And it's because it helps me to focus. It also helps me to remember. And so if you call me in 3 weeks and say, you know, I called you about listening, I can go back and look at my notes. So paper and pen, just keeping a little notebook with you and saying, all right, and that way you can look at your notes and say, all right, if I understand you correctly, it's A or B. It will also focus you on focusing what they're saying, which by definition is going to make you a better listener. Because it sounds to me it's not so much that you're not listening as you're not – that at some point, if they're not giving you usable data, you just tune them out. And so, to a certain extent, that I suppose saying you're not listening is an accurate kind of thing. So, but the point is that tuning them out means that all the communication has just come to a screeching halt. They're talking, you're not listening, so there's no communicating going on. So when you find yourself tuning out, instead of tuning out, just stay, listen, let me just ask you a question here. And either you will be right on the money, at which point they will be giving you more useful data. But even if you're not, they'll say, well, no, that isn't what I meant. Say, okay, well, hit me on it again. So you're because the two of you have to find a common language if you're going to help them. The fact that they're incredibly articulate but sweet, but are speaking Swahili, you're incredibly smart, but you only understand French, means nothing's happening here. So what you're in search of is a common language. And by taking notes, stopping them when you've started tuning out because they're not giving you anything useful, and asking a specific question, that should help.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to the personal life.
The personal is more or less, if I'm face-to-face with someone speaking and they get on a subject that I'm not very interested in, I just kind of, my mind starts to wander.
Okay, that means that you're a man. and you can do the same thing there if you want. You know, and if this is a person that you care enormously about, if you don't care very much about them, you can sort of go and get your, you know, your laundry list of things you have to pick up at the grocery store done while she's talking and just occasionally say, yes, dear. But if it's somebody you really care about, what you can say is, so am I to understand that you're happy about this or unhappy about it? I mean, you can do essentially the same thing.
Right.
But as women, listen, part of the thing to understand in your personal life, Ernest, as women, the way we problem solve is we talk about stuff. You guys problem solve by getting something done. You're very oriented toward action.
Mm-hmm.
We're very oriented to discussing things. And so if you're going to have a good relationship with somebody, what you can do gently is say, okay, is there something I can do to help you on this, for example? Which is the same technique as we talked about in your IT situation, because what you're really doing is trying to find a common language. Hers is yakety yakety yak. Yours is doing something. So by saying, is there something I can do to help this, you're showing some interest. Instead of tuning out, you're trying to find a common language. And you, so and that's the point of communicating, is that, and as women, we probably talk too much. We talk about things guys aren't interested in. Whenever someone says, my guy doesn't listen to me, I say, well, do you ever talk about anything he's interested in? But if it's a, if it's an important relationship that you care about, bring emotional issues to her attention occasionally because she'll feel very flattered by it, and talk about and get her interested in some of the things that you're interested in. Find some, again, finding a common language, because we tend not to listen when somebody either doesn't make sense to us on whatever level. Either we're not interested, we don't get it, or I guess those are the two things. Either we're not interested or we don't get it, because if we don't get it, we're not going to be interested for very long. But asking a question will slow the process down, help both of you to find a common language, and give, because the idea is if someone feels they're not, that we're not listening to them, they view us as, we view ourselves as being dismissed, which is disrespectful. So you're going to start a war. So just by asking a question and the simple expedient of just saying, you know, is there something I can do to help this? Or I didn't understand that. Can we go back over that? Saying almost anything is better than just tuning out in both circumstances. All right?
Well, let me get your opinion on this. Like I said, me calling you, I realized I did have this problem. But this is what I, some exercises I've started doing. I just wanted to get your opinion if,
sure, okay,
if it's in the right direction. Okay. What I, one thing I've done is just from listening to your show, I know your job demands you pay close attention to what the callers are saying, and Manny's job demands that. So when I'm listening to your show, I try to listen to the caller as if I'm you, to tune into what they're saying to you. And the second exercise that I use is audiobooks. I'm an avid reader, and I just thought that audiobooks would help me.
I think they're both brilliant. Yeah, I think they're both brilliant suggestions. Have they helped?
I think the audiobooks have, because when you listen to an audiobook, you have to really tune in, because they're reading to you instead of speaking to you. You want to get all of the story in your head so you can continue to follow the story. And
all
I
right.
try to listen intently
right.
to the callers that call you to...
Try it with paper and pencil and see where you get, see if it improves.
Okay.
I'll put you on hold for just a second. I'll be right back to you. Dina, Joe, I'll get to you both. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Ernest, who is earnest about the issue of being better at listening to people. Let me suggest something, because I think that your two ideas are both very smart, but let me add a little bit to them both. When you're listening to a book that somebody's reading, I think it's a good skill, but you're not going to get any feedback. You know, if you misinterpret something or your attention wavers or you're not going to get someone saying, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. So while I think it's a good exercise for part of it, you also need the feedback. And the advantage about listening to a caller and pretending that you're me is that you're going to have some feedback that either I'll be on the same page that you are, at which point, bingo, that you're hearing what I'm hearing, or not. And if not, then you can begin to figure out why not. You can figure out where you might have, and the advantage about, for example, listening to a call, if it's real time, you can't really go back. But if you're listening on a podcast, which you always can, you can go back and figure out when you stop listening.
Okay.
And so you've got, you know, one of the ways of learning a different language is because if you take a course in a language, you may pick up the verb structure, but you may not pick up the vernacular. And one of the things we used to do is we'd go, if you live in a big city and you get Reader's Digest in English and then, let's say, in French. And what you could do is compare back and forth. And the advantage about being able to listen to a caller and then seeing if you get the same place I do or different is that you can go back and kind of compare where you were.
Okay.
And that may help you to understand, for example, are there words that, is there a tone of voice? Is there a subject matter? Is there something unconscious going on that's making you say, all right, I'm not interested anymore? So I think both are very good ideas, and just focus on listening, although hopefully you're focusing on listening to a book on tape when you're not driving or something of that sort.
No, I'm at home.
Okay, but there's not going to be the feedback loop that you're looking for.
Okay.
So try, number one, taking notes when you're being me, and then see if you and I get to more or less the same place. And if we do, that's terrific, because I'm fairly well trained in this. And so you may not – so if you're getting the same point, you're doing great. If not, go back and you should probably be able to pick up where – why – what you either interpreted or what you misinterpreted or what – tangent you went off on, and whether or not it's a consistent kind of thing. I mean, you're going to have a better feedback loop.
Okay.
All right.
I will give that a try.
Good enough. Well, let me know how it works, but hopefully you, you're doing great with me.
Yeah.
All right.
All righty.
Thank you.
Right,
let me know if you need any help.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good one.
You're most welcome. Dina, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, how may I help?
Okay, I am trying to figure out how to find a balance between my need for control and reason when it comes to junk food in my kids' school.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I should say that I do have a say. I work in the administration.
Okay, well, that's good news, as opposed to having to pick at the entire school system. All right.
Right. The thing is, no parents are on board with me, save for one. It's a small private school, a religious school.
Okay.
And we're talking about maybe between 50 and 55 children altogether.
Okay.
And of all the parent body, there's only one other parent that's on board with me with the junk food.
All right, can you be specific about if you were going to write up a one-page treatise about exactly what you want the policy to be? And you know what it is currently and how you would change it?
The policy right now states that children should not be bringing junk foods, candy, sugary items as snacks, and no soda allowed in school at all for any occasion.
Okay.
Like, I think soda is the cutoff point. Candies are allowed, but it's discouraged, and the children are asked not to bring it. The problem is it is not at all enforced, and I tried to enforce it last year. We came up against a bunch of angry parents. And the administration hire, you know, people who can actually enforce it don't agree with me. They don't feel that it's an issue they want to tackle. And it's really become, all the time that I find that the kids are kind of, one, it's an ice cream party, the teachers bring treats for the children as prizes,
right.
And I've asked them not to give it to my children but, you know, my child...
You can't do that. You can't ask the children, you can't ask the teacher not to give it to your kids, but you can deal with your kids about not eating it.
I do. But they see all their other friends eating it, and it's very hard for a kid to control themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How old are your kids?
The oldest is 13, the youngest is 5.
All right. Well, the 13-year-old, you're about to wander into, you know, anything mom says is going to be wrong fairly quickly if you haven't already gotten there. But the problem is that you, even though you're on administration, that it's a democracy, and what the parents may feel is that they can control their kids' dietary habits at home, but at school, that they really can't control their kids as much when they're away from home, because even if the school didn't have ice cream parties, that they have allowances, or they can go to the local yogurt place or whatever. So let's look at that issue, for because it sounds to me that you're not going to be able to convince a school. I mean, that I don't object to you trying to do it, but it sounds like you don't have the support there. Do you know why, what the parents' explanation is?
The parents that we heard from that were angry were saying that it's unfair to tell a child you can't bring, let's say, a candy for your birthday party and make that child feel bad about it. And the other parents just don't understand the how bad junk food is for their children. They simply don't have the knowledge, or they don't agree with it. I don't know.
Well, my guess is it's probably the latter, not the former. It's pretty hard to live in our society and not understand that sugar isn't very good for you. It's also pretty hard to live in our society and not understand that occasional sugar is not going to be the end of civilization as we know it. How much, I mean, one of the possibilities, I think bottom line is you've got really, you're going about it in one way. You're saying, I need to convince the school not to give my kids stuff. And it sounds like it's just not viable. It's not that I agree or disagree with you. It's just not going to happen. You've tried to do it. How many? If you've got 55 kids, you presumably have 40 or so parents, maybe. Are there any of them that are on your side?
No.
Okay.
We're talking about a religious school, so we're talking about 13 to 15 families. That's it.
All right.
Each one sending 5-6 children.
Okay, fair enough. So, I mean, if you had 5... For example, that one of the possibilities, I suppose, is providing non-sugary treats for those 5, you know, for those kids of the 5 parents, which presumably may be, you know, a third of the kids, so that they're not feeling deprived, but, and other kids, and certainly one of the possibilities, if you could convince some of the other parents, is when it's their kids' turn, that they provide something cool but not so sugary. So that's one possibility, but realistically, I think you're probably going to have to do one of two things, which is either deal with your kids directly about it, or, as you say, sort of understand that this is one of those kind of arguments I'm not going to win. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about it a little bit more. Joe, we'll get to you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going and what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Dina, who's got her kids in a small private religious school. There are about 13 families or so. The school specifically forbids sugar and soda, but people, when they have birthdays, kind of ignore the rules. And when she tried to enforce the rules, she ran into major pushback from some of the parents who said that they didn't want, that they wanted their kids to be able to bring treats to school on their birthday. Let me ask you a couple things. One of the, look, you got to convince somebody to go along with you because it's in their best interest. And saying this food is not good for your kids is not going to work. They know that. All right, so that's unworkable. One possibility is, as I said, to say to your kids, you're not allowed to do this, so on days when, do you know ahead of time when there are going to be birthday parties, or are they spontaneous?
Not always. Sometimes it's a birthday, sometimes it's a prize. Like it's a teacher bringing a treat, and I don't know in advance.
Well, the teachers you can deal with on a slightly different level, in theory. But let's deal with your kids, of saying, when it's a birthday, I will send you to school with your treats. And you don't have to make a big fuss about it, but you don't have to eat their treats. Because, look, your kids, especially the 13-year-old, are getting to the point where they're going to make choices about their own eating habits independent of you. So they can choose not to eat it, and you can give them alternatives so they don't feel that they're being deprived, especially the 13-year-old. 5-year-old, depending on the personality of the 5-year-old, may think that this is great. You know, I get to, you know, this is the first time I have had treats. I mean, my kid didn't have anything but homemade food, including no chocolate, no candy, just about 5. Then she started school. And when you start school, you got friends, you got, as you put it, birthday parties. As an adult, she's very moderate in her sugar intake, probably better than her mom. But when she was a kid, I mean, and I sort of figured, as long as I'm not giving her this stuff at home, school is a whole different organization. It's a whole different experience that you're going to learn different things. There are different rules. There are different people, and you're going to have to sort that out. There's going to be a difference between the rules at home and the rules of school. And that didn't seem to me necessarily a bad thing for her to understand. So one possibility is dealing with your kids about it. But it does occur to me that there are two other approaches. One is with the teachers. Because if the teachers aren't providing junk, then presumably the incidence of junk food is going to go down somewhat. And saying to the teachers, let me provide you with a list of non-junky stuff that you can bring for your kids as treats. And that may work. One possibility is saying to the teachers, I will pay for, because one of the ways that we convince people to do what we want them to do is we bribe them. And we say, look, instead of going to the local drugstore and buying chocolate hearts for Valentine's Day, I will provide, all you have to do is sign up, and you tell me how many kids you have, and I will provide the treats.
Okay. I've done this in the past. The teachers have gotten the list of alternatives.
No. You're not giving them a list of alternatives. You're providing the alternatives.
I did both. Well, for birthday parties, we sent out the list to the parents and gave them alternatives. And for the teachers, I told them specifically, if you want to give out a certain type of candy or whatever, please let me know, and I will happily give you an alternative with my own.
No. But Dina, you're not hearing what I'm saying. It's not giving somebody a list. It's paying for the damn candy.
That's what I said. No. I told the teachers, whatever you want to give them, tell me, and I'll buy you a healthier version. I will provide it.
Okay. And did that work?
It works as long as, you see, this is where the crux of the problem is, that I'm not sure if it's my issue with control when I want to curb it, or is this a reasonable thing to continue enforcing it with the teachers?
It's your issue for control. There's no question. Because you're getting so much pushback, that should tell you. The rest of the teachers, the rest of the parents, don't have the same agenda that you have. So by definition, it's your issue for control, because you have it with your kids, and you're trying to impose it on everybody else's kids, and they're saying no. So we already know that. That's not necessarily means that you can't do it. It just means you have to understand it for what it is. The other possibility is seeing if you can convince the school to do things once a month, which a lot of, for example, businesses do, is they celebrate all the birthdays on one day a month, which means you're only going to have 12, and presumably the school doesn't go on during the summer, so you're going to have 8 or 9 sort of sugary events during the year, but probably not a whole lot more than that, because all the May birthdays will be on one day, and all the April birthdays will be on another day, and whatever. And you can presumably combine that also with the February birthdays or Valentine's Day. And so, but if you're asking me, is it an issue about control? Of course it is. Because the rest of what you're trying to do is have a system that's consistent with your worldview, so your kids go along with it. That's hard. So you can either have your kids go along with it, because it sounds to me that that's really what the issue is. It's not so much the school's going to not go along, because they're not. It's not so much the teachers are not going to go along, because they don't share the worldview. It's that you're saying if the school has the same agenda that I have, then I don't have to worry about enforcing with my kids. I'm saying you're not. It's not feasible. Whether it's right or wrong doesn't make any difference. It's not feasible. Therefore, the issue is not other people's kids. It's your kids. And so that you can either decide to try and convince your children that eating the stuff doesn't make any sense. They don't have to criticize anybody else's, but they don't eat it because it's not good for them, and you give them some alternative. Or you decide that that level of sugar occasionally is not going to ruin their lives, and as they get older, they're going to make those decisions for themselves anyway.
Yeah, that I do with my children. I give them two options. Either they can trade it in for something healthier, or I have a buyback where I pay them for the junk food. And sometimes they give it to me, and sometimes they don't.
Well, that doesn't take, I hear, and that's not terrible, but it doesn't deal with the immediacy of their peers. Let me just give you a quick example, because maybe this will help. My daughter, as I said, she had very healthy food because I provided it until she then had access to other people's provisions. So one day I went to pick her up from her friend Rosie's house, and Rosie was 2 or 3 years older than my daughter. My daughter was maybe 4 or 5 at the time. She adored Rosie. I go over there, and the tension is so thick you can cut it with a knife. It's clearly a war going on. It turns out that Rosie's mother, Doris, has provided my daughter and Rosie, her daughter, with a bologna sandwich. My daughter says, "I don't eat bologna. It's poison."
Hmm.
Or she may even have said, "My mother says it's poison." So then we had to amend the dietary rules for my daughter that says you never have to eat anything anybody else offers you, but you can never criticize it. Because, and so clearly, I mean, my kid was young enough at that moment, and who knows whether she was being obnoxious or she just didn't like bologna or she was, in fact, following mom's rules. But there are social norms as well. And I think as a parent, that we our children need to be aware of not only our rules, but conflicting rules and social norms. And I guess that's my point to you, that I have no objection to the school having these rules. They're not going to enforce them. Teachers aren't on board with it. The parents aren't on board with them, which leaves you two alternatives, either to deal with your kids about it specifically, because that's really your primary goal, is protecting your kids from this, or to decide it's not that big a deal. And my kids know my stance on it. They're going to act accordingly. I will give them ways of being social and not feeling that they are criticizing their peers. I'll give them ways of opting out of this. Or I can understand that this is good practice for the rest of the world, because the rest of the world is going to offer soda, sugar, all sorts of things. And so part of it is their own sense of what they want to put in their body.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah. Thank
Alrighty.
You.
You're welcome. 855-99, Dr. Joy. Joe, you're on the air. Alice, I'll get you in just a moment. Joe, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I'm calling because I had a dream, and my wife asked me to call you to find out about this dream that I had.
Okay.
I recently lost my father, and I had this strange dream where I was at his school as a young kid, and the team, I'm not even sure what kind of team it was, had just won 11 games in a row.
Okay.
And they were all celebrating, and the team that they were going to play next was there and said, "You know what, you're too good, we're not even going to play, we're just going to let you win, and now you're 13-0. So everybody's celebrating, and the bus takes off with the team in it, and I'm riding my bicycle behind this bus, and I look off to the field in the right side, and I see a figure in the grass and sitting in a chair. And so I veer over that way, and it's my father sitting in a chair. And he looked very young, you know, as I was very young, too. And I went over to him. I said, "Dad," and I gave him a hug. And I go, "Where's Mom?" And he's looking off straight ahead. She's over there. And I'm like, "Mom, where you at?" And a voice said, she's not ready to come there yet.
All right, let me put you on hold. We'll come right back. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Joe. Did your dad die recently?
Yes.
Okay, how recently?
In October.
Okay. What do you know what game they were? First of all, let me just ask you a question. In your dream, they'd won 11 games, but then the other team forfeited. So why would it be 13? Why would there?
No, it was 12 games.
Okay, because you said 13, and I thought, where was the other game?
All right, fair enough. Sorry, I thought you said 12.
No, you said 13. That's why I was. All right. So was your dad an athlete?
No.
Okay. And so he's sitting in the chair, and he was about the same age you were, or younger? How old was he in the dream?
I would say he was in his 50s.
Okay. And so is your mom still alive?
Yes.
Okay. So when he's looking off, he said she's not ready to come, or she said she's not ready to come?
Another voice said that.
Okay. Okay. Any more details in the dream?
I had asked again. I said, Mom, you know, why aren't you coming? And that was just it. The voice said she's not ready to go there yet.
Okay. How did you feel when you woke up from the dreams?
Scared. I felt like it was my turn to pass on.
Okay, you felt that this was a dream about your death?
Yes.
When you're awake, is there any reason to feel that?
No.
All right. Well, that's an interesting interpretation. Yeah, it seems like what did your dad do in life? What did he work?
He was retired.
Okay, but what did he do when he worked?
He was a mechanic, maintenance.
Okay. Did he enjoy sports or anything? Did you guys watch ball games together or anything?
He never watched sports at all. That's what's...
Okay. Do you do sports? Are you a sports fan at all?
No, I was in high school, and that was it.
What did you play in high school?
I ran track and cross country.
Okay. So individual sports rather than team sports.
Correct.
Is your father from a large family or not from a small family? What's his family structure?
There was eight in his family.
Yeah. Okay. How old was your dad when he died?
92.
Okay, so long life. How old's your mom?
How old?
Yeah.
She's 86.
Okay. So was your dad sick at all? I mean, obviously he died, but was there illness or just his
heart? He was having a lot of heart problems.
Okay. Do you have any heart problems?
No.
Is there anything going on in your life that's making you feel particularly worried about anything?
Just a lot of family drama.
Give me some insight into that, a little bit of help.
I just come from a large family myself, and there's a lot of hate and mind games in my family. They're all sisters.
Okay.
A lot of jealousy.
Okay. All right, let me just take a crack at this, but understand the person who really understands the dream is always the dreamer, right? And we dream sometimes in code because there's something in the dream that's we're not really very comfortable with. But to a certain extent, dreams, as far as I'm concerned, are us whispering in our own ear. And the reason I asked about family structure is that your dad, that there's a team that's going on. And so the fact that he's from a large family and you're from a large family is not surprising. And I think that's, as far as I'm concerned, that's what the team is there. But your dad and the team seems to be winning, but kind of left your dad behind. Is your mom from a large family? It sounds like probably not.
My mom had 9 in her family.
So she does.
Yes.
Are there other people in your dad's family that are still alive?
Just a few nieces.
Okay, but none of his sibs?
No.
Okay, so everybody in his family is basically on the bus?
Yes.
As far as in terms of your dream. All right. But mom's family, does mom still have sibs around?
Yes, she has 2 sisters and a brother.
Yeah. Okay. So this seems to me, I agree with you. I think it's about death. And it may just be that part of what you're doing is sort of comparing yourself. Did your dad get along better with his family than with your family? Than you do with your family?
My dad really wasn't close with his family because he lived here and they were all in Texas. So he basically all
which
his
number
family.
In the which number in the family was he?
I'm not sure. I think he was the youngest. Yes,
yeah.
He definitely was the youngest.
That's what it sounds like. Which number are you in your family?
2nd to youngest.
Okay, and what number is your mom in the family, in her family?
Mom is the youngest.
Okay. All right. It sounds to me, if I had to take a guess at this, it's not only about death, it's about family. Because there's a team involved, right? And your mom's not on the bus. She still has family. Your dad's family's all gone. And believe it or not, this may be about you needing to do some work with your sisters, with your family. Of saying, you know, the dad was the last of his line. Mom still has some left. She can still do the work. And feeling sad and scared, I think this is about you doing some work with your sibs, so it doesn't feel quite so much like your, you know, that your team is leaving you behind.
Wow. Yeah, because there is a lot, you know, I don't even get along with any of my sisters anymore since my father has passed.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. And your dad is sitting there, and you know, and there's a part of you that goes for, you know, to that you're a young man, but so is he, that you're going to him for some advice because he's the last of his line. Everybody else is on the bus. But there's a sense that they won, that your mom's not ready yet. She's still dealing with her sibs. I think this is about, I don't think it's so much about death, your death. I think it's about the sense that life is short. And I, you know, that my I'm not dealing with my family. That mom still can deal with hers. Dad's done, but his family, he won. You know that, and he wasn't even opposed, and so he ended up winning. I'm not going to win unless I do something here. And mom's not to help. Mom's not going to help me on this. It's something I got to do.
Wow. Okay.
Does that make any sense to you? Yeah.
Yes, it is.
All right, fair enough. I mean, and clearly this is something on some level that you are really not very prepared to do when you're awake. Because the resistance to the dream, there's so little to go on there. And the big clues, as far as I'm concerned, are, as you say, your mom not coming. But it's not that your mom's not dead. It's your mom still has family, so she can still deal with them. Your dad is gone, but he's trying to give you some advice here about how to be on the winning team, which I think is the family. But it's so cloaked, which means to me that you are resisting this pretty seriously when you're awake. So think about it. If you need me to help you out some more, go ahead and understand that your interpretation is going to be much more valid and important than mine. If you need to talk with me again, stay on the line. Alice, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.